What if the biggest threat to your happiness isn't what happens to you, but what you tell yourself about what happens? Consider this. Two people lose their jobs on the same day. One spirals into depression, convinced they're unemployable, failures, destined for poverty. The other feels disappointed, but starts updating their resume, viewing the layoff as an unfortunate but manageable setback. Same event, wildly different outcomes. The difference? Not the circumstances, but the meaning each person assigned to those circumstances. This is the revolutionary insight at the heart of cognitive behavioral therapy. Your emotions don't spring directly from events, but from the stories you tell yourself about those events. When something happens, your partner seems distant, your boss frowns during your presentation, you notice chest tightness, you instantly interpret what it means. These interpretations, not the events themselves, create your emotional reality. Understanding this changes everything, because while you can't always control what happens to you, you can learn to change how you interpret it. Think of your emotional responses as following a simple but powerful formula: A, activating event, plus B, beliefs about that event, equals C, emotional and behavioral consequences. When your date doesn't call back, A, you might think, I'm too old and unattractive for anyone to want me, B, which creates depression and withdrawal, C. But what if instead you thought, they're loss, we weren't compatible anyway? Same rejection, completely different emotional outcome. This ABC model explains why identical situations affect people so differently. Your colleague gets passed over for promotion and shrugs it off. You get passed over and can't sleep for weeks. The difference isn't the event, but the meaning you've assigned to it. Here's where it gets interesting. Your behaviors then reinforce your beliefs. When depression tells you to stay in bed and avoid friends, you comply, and your isolation deepens your depression, which makes staying isolated seem even more necessary. When anxiety tells you to avoid the situations that frighten you, you do, and never learn that you could have handled them, so your fear grows stronger. These behavioral responses, while providing immediate relief, trap you in cycles that maintain your suffering. What makes CBT different from other therapies is its focus on the present rather than the past. Instead of spending years exploring childhood origins of your problems, you learn to identify and change the thinking patterns and behaviors maintaining your difficulties right now. Our minds excel at problem solving, but make systematic errors that distort reality and create suffering. Common thinking traps include catastrophizing, your late teenager becomes a hospital emergency, all or nothing thinking, viewing everything in extremes, mind reading, assuming your neighbor's missed wave means they're angry about your dog, fortune telling, predicting negative outcomes without evidence, and emotional reasoning, treating feelings as facts. I feel guilty, so I must be wrong. But feelings aren't facts. They're responses to interpretations that may be completely inaccurate. The ABC form provides structured transformation. When distressed, record the activating event, factually, identify the beliefs creating distress, and note the emotional consequences. These automatic thoughts flash by so quickly they seem like facts, but they're interpretations. Challenge them. What evidence supports or contradicts this? What would I tell a friend? Write down balanced, realistic perspectives, not positive affirmations, but fair assessments. This practice develops healthier emotions and more effective behaviors. When challenging thoughts leaves lingering doubts, behavioral experiments provide concrete evidence. Someone believing that expressing opinions leads to rejection can test this by sharing views at lunch. When friends respond positively, that real-world evidence convinces more powerfully than theoretical discussion. Someone with depression believing activities won't provide enjoyment can schedule pleasant activities and rate their mood before and after, often discovering they experienced some enjoyment once engaged. When designing experiments, eliminate safety behaviors that undermine results. If you test whether people will judge you for speaking up, but speak so quietly no one hears, you might attribute your success to this precaution rather than recognizing your fear was unfounded. For situations involving others' opinions or future predictions, develop competing theories and gather evidence. Someone with panic attacks might test whether their racing heart indicates a heart attack, theory A, or anxiety symptoms, theory B, accumulating evidence through confronting trigger situations. Surveys work well when you believe your thoughts are abnormal. Asking friends about intrusive thoughts often reveals others experience similar mental noise. By testing fears in reality, you gather evidence that truly changes beliefs. CBT teaches you to manage where you focus your attention, a skill that transforms emotional experience. In social anxiety, intense self-monitoring, analyzing every sensation, worrying about how you appear, actually increases anxiety and makes feared symptoms more likely. Task concentration involves deliberately shifting attention from internal experiences toward the external environment. Someone anxious about public speaking focuses on their audience's faces or message content rather than their racing heart. Start in low anxiety situations, then gradually progress to more challenging scenarios. One person created a hierarchy from dining with family to giving work presentations, practicing task concentration by focusing on conversation content rather than monitoring their blushing. Mindfulness offers another approach, observing uncomfortable thoughts without judgment. When a disturbing thought arises, notice it like a cloud passing overhead, acknowledging its presence without fighting it. Fighting unwanted thoughts paradoxically strengthens them. Try not thinking about a pink elephant for 30 seconds. It dominates your mind. When you stop fighting intrusive thoughts and allow them to exist while focusing elsewhere, they gradually lose power. Practice mindfulness during everyday activities. Washing dishes means noticing the soap smell, water temperature, hand sensations. These practices strengthen your ability to direct attention intentionally, giving you freedom from unhelpful thoughts and choosing where your mind focuses. Your coping strategies often worsen emotional problems. Avoiding anxiety triggers intensifies fear. Isolating during depression deepens it. Depression's typical responses, inactivity, withdrawal, staying in bed, provide temporary relief but create vicious cycles. You avoid friends to hide struggles, increasing isolation. You skip work, creating problems that fuel more depression. The solution? Act opposite to depression's demands. Maintain activity and connection even when motivation is absent. For anxiety, control efforts backfire. Suppressing sensations, monitoring thoughts, or stopping trembling all increase powerlessness. The paradox? Accepting discomfort gives you more life control than fighting it. Common behaviors, seeking reassurance, checking locks, performing rituals, avoiding risks, temporarily relieve anxiety, but ultimately increase it and damage relationships. Safety behaviors prevent crucial learning. Feared events may never happen. You can likely cope if they do, and unpleasant events are rarely unbearable. Someone sitting when dizzy never learns they won't collapse. Mental strategies also backfire. Thought suppression doubles intrusive thoughts. Excessive worrying increases mental activity. The solution? Face fears, engage despite depression, accept uncertainty, and allow uncomfortable thoughts without resistance. Positive changes require ongoing care. Think of tending a garden, where rigid thinking represents weeds and flexible thinking represents flowers. Setbacks are normal, not failures. A conquered problem returns at a disadvantage because you now recognize it and know what to do. For depression, watch for warning signs: pessimistic thinking, rumination, withdrawal, sleep disturbances, then promptly apply your CBT techniques. Most people are vulnerable when run down or stressed. Environmental triggers like seasonal changes, sleep deprivation, or lack of exercise create fertile soil for problems. List your personal triggers to anticipate vulnerability and take preventive action. When removing unhealthy beliefs, plant healthy alternatives. If an old belief returns, "I must get my boss's approval" or "I'm unworthy," dispute it while cultivating the alternative, "I want approval, but don't need it to be worthwhile." Strengthen new beliefs by deliberately entering situations that would trigger old patterns, then practice responding differently. A comprehensive lifestyle includes healthy eating, exercise, leisure, social connections, meaningful interests, and effective resource management. Most people thrive when acting consistently with their personal values. Emotional problems often push these aside, making recovery an opportunity to rediscover what matters most. When setbacks occur, treat yourself with compassion. Take responsibility for self-defeating behaviors while viewing yourself kindly. CBT offers tools to navigate life's difficulties with greater ease, not constant happiness. You won't eliminate negative emotions, nor should you, since sadness and concern serve important purposes. But you can transform destructive patterns into constructive ones, break free from avoidance and rumination, and build a life aligned with your values. Psychological growth requires patience. Old patterns will resurface. These moments are opportunities to practice self-compassion and recommit to your skills. Each time you catch an unhelpful thought, face a fear, or choose connection over isolation, you strengthen neural pathways that support psychological health. Seeking help isn't weakness, it's wisdom. CBT skills aren't just for managing problems, they're tools for living fully and building authentic relationships. Your thoughts aren't facts. Your feelings aren't commands. You have more power to shape your emotional life than you imagined. By understanding how thoughts, feelings, and behaviors connect, challenging distorted thinking, testing fears in reality, and managing attention skillfully, you equip yourself with a comprehensive toolkit. This is CBT's promise. Not a life without struggle, but one where struggle doesn't define you, where you respond with flexibility and wisdom.